take a little time. Come and see, move me, give a little sign.
I'll be there after a while.
Welcome, everybody. Jeff Haken in here along with Scott Heckman. We are in Rib Lake, Wisconsin, and we have Northwoods East High School football 8-man action, and it's the Rib Lake Redmen taking on the Schwamigan Butternut Mercer Screaming Eagles. And it's a beautiful day here in Rib Lake. The sun's shining about 60 degrees. It feels like football out here. A beautiful crowd, too. They got it packed nice here. And this game is about to get underway here pretty soon. The Rib Lake Redmen coming into this game here, 0-1. Their head coach is Jonah Campbell, coming off a tough loss to the Gilman Pirates. Gilman, the two-ranked team in the state, says a lot. The Rib Lake played strong, but they came up short on that one, 38-6. And they're taking on the Schwamigan Butternut Mercer Screaming Eagles. And the Screaming Eagles coming into this 1-0. They're coming off of a win over Winter Birchwood, 54-14. A nice win to open up for them. And head coach Anthony Morgan, and they're led by Hudson Hilgart, 137 yards rushing, and Corbin Phelps, 89 yards rushing in that game. Rib Lake's got a nice rushing attack, too. They've got the Phillips brothers, and Tucker Phillips had 147 yards against that tough Gilman defense, along with, and we're set to kick off here right now, Scotty. Game is starting here quick.
Yeah, and winning the toss was Rib Lake. And kicking off is going to be Schwamigan. Dalton Schmidt will drops the hand. Low riser. And returning right there by number 2, Talon Scheitower, and he's wrapped up at about 32-yard line.
Yeah, Talon Scheitower, a talented junior. Going to see a lot of him running the ball here today. And Talon Scheitower, the junior, I think we're going to see him at the quarterback position.
Redmond in their deep maroon and gold lettering.
Nice to be back. First season back with the Rib Lake Redmen. As the Redmen, they co-opted with Prentice for all these years.
And
Scheitower is going nowhere on that play. Direct snap right to him, and he was tackled immediately by about 3 Schwamigan defenders.
That was a designed draw right there, Jeff. And the first call is, I botched it. Right there.
11:33 to go. This game just underway here. Talon Scheitower for the leading this Rib Lake Redmen offense.
Right down the middle here. Middle of the hash marks from their own 32. Here come the Redmen in a tight bunch. They got, here's a motion back to the backfield. Handoff, give, off to the right, and he's out. Past the first down, he's broken out, and he could go all the way. And that is number 32, Tucker Phillips. That's one of the Phillips boys there.
There's a touchdown right there. Second play of the game all the way. What did he go, 60 yards, 70 yards on that play right there? He broke through that offensive line, and that's what you're going to see on 8-man football. Sorry, on Jeff and Scott's Sports Channel. No one was able to see a bad camera action there. But
That was Tucker. We call him Ranger, actually.
Ranger.
Walker and Ranger.
His brother Walker, we're going to see a little bit of him, too. And it looks like the Redmen are going to go for the two-point conversion. Up 6-0 right now.
11:05 here to play in the first.
And it's what we see in eight-man football, and Rib Lake's going to have a lot of fun with these big plays.
Yep, exactly. They're going to go for two here. We'll call it the Redmen ship
the
right there.
To Phillips, and it's going to be no good. A nice stop there.
And he dove out, and the ball
he did, and that was a nice stop by Dominic Seabury.
So 6-0, 11:05 here to play, and it'll go back. One of the nice things about eight-man football is, too, there's not a lot of breaks. I mean, guys,
yeah.
I was listening to the Packer game last night, and oh, my goodness gracious. It just seemed like every 5 minutes, there's Mr. Yonko is right next to it, too, and I'm in his way.
It's a lot of fun here with eight-man football and quick game, and already Rib Lake is set up to kick off, and people are going to see here. A lot of times you see the little squib kick.
That's true. Not a lot of deep kicks here, and they're going to kick off from their own 40.
Part of the doubleheader here today, Scott, and we're going to be in Phillips later at 6 o'clock. The Phillips Loggers taking on the Luck Cardinals.
Blake Henderson, he's going to be teeing it up right here. And a big freshman takes a couple steps off to his left, raises the hand, drops it, approaches the ball, and low kick. And that's picked up by the back. I believe that's Corbin Phelps. Phelps breaks the tackle and gets out to the 36-yard line or so.
Yeah, nice run back. Nice run back from Phelps. Phelps, a junior for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles.
Senior now, Jeff.
A senior. Oh, yeah, he's a senior. Multi-sport athlete. See a lot of him in baseball, scouting, basketball, football.
And this is a nice wide booth, so we just got a lot going on here today.
It's a busy booth. We'll
say
that.
All right.
Nice, big, and opened up, though. We got space around us.
All right. We got pairs left, pairs right. Wide open set here in the backfield. And low snap. Fumbled, but he got away. And here he comes, and he makes forward head, about 9-yard gain. Looks like a fumble, maybe. And they're looking for it. And Rib Lake is saying that they got it. And we'll see who got it.
Oh, they did. They're
fumble, and Rib Lake recovers.
It was. That was a really nice run by Dalton Schmidt. Making something out of nothing on that play right there. Just went a little bit too far on it.
I didn't see where he slipped up there.
I couldn't see the ball come out either, Scotty, but Rib Lake knew it right away.
All right, so 1st and 10 for the Rib Lake Redmen on the first turnover of the game. They're going to get the ball into Schwamigan territory at the 44-yard line.
So momentum on Rib Lake's side here.
Tight set right here. Talon Scheitower under, and they were waiting, and they're going to have to call timeout, I believe. Schwamigan did, because they weren't in their set, Jeff. Almost pulled it was kind of like the classic Packer play right there. Get them up to the line and start them up.
Yeah, Rib Lake got them going there. Schwamigan wasn't set. Has to call that timeout. There's 10:51 to go here in this first quarter. And a nice start for Rib Lake. Momentum all on their side. Right now they're feeling good at home here, Scotty.
And
I think we're going to see a lot of run, and then run a little more from Rib Lake.
Yep.
Your wild guess on that?
Both teams look like they got big squads this year, and I'm really happy that Rib Lake and Prentice did choose to do this eight-man football.
Yeah, I like this conference. You know, this is the, what is it called here, the Northwoods East, and this is the season opener here.
So tight set here. Scheitower back to pass. And he's going to get picked up, and we're going to get a holding call, I believe, too, unless that was a hand to the face.
Yeah, not sure.
Scheitower sacked there.
I think it was a hold, Scotty.
By Greg Morgan. And they threw that the referee. They're going to decline the penalty here.
Take the sack.
Take the sack. They're going to be back into their own territory at their own, about 47.5, we'll call it, Jeff.
Sure, that's going to bring up a second down.
Working off the edge there, Greg Morgan made a nice, he just did bull rushed him and He got held, and he still got through, Jeff.
Yeah, it's a big, tall offensive or defensive line there for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles.
6-0 Rib Lake. They just got it on a turnover, but it's 2nd and 19. Motion give to the backfield, and Phillips caught behind the line of scrimmage. Nice play right there from Dalton Schmidt.
Yeah, Dalton Schmidt, the senior, coming out of nowhere, wrapped him up and tackled him for another loss. It's going to be third down. Loss of maybe another 2 yards on that play, Scott.
Yeah, from their own 46.
It was, Scott, we were talking about this is the Northwoods East Conference now, and it's going to be a fun conference here. Athens, Rib Lake, Prentice, Phillips.
Like old times, Flambeau. Yeah.
It is kind of a throwback. There's Scheitower back to pass. Hits in the flats. He finds Phillips. Phillips breaks away, and a nice play. Probably picked up about 10 yards on that play right there. Going to make it a little bit more of a manageable
almost
fourth down.
15 yards there, Jeff. 14 yards, it looks like, on the mark. They're at their own 40. It's going to be fourth and about 5.5.
There's 9:55 to go in this first quarter. 6-0. Rib Lake Redmond leading the Schwamigan Butternut Mercer Screaming Eagles. And Talon Scheitower has this offense, a nice balanced attack here with the runs and the little dumps into the flat.
So tight back and tight set here. Call it the Redmond base set. Looked like an offensive lineman moved. It looks like the left tackle moved.
And that's going to move the Redmond back 5 yards.
That might have been.
Makes it a little tougher.
We had
about a fourth and five, fourth and six, something like that. Now it's going to be about a fourth and 11. Changes things up for the Redmond.
Fourth and 11 from their own, from the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles 46, so about right where they started, Jeff. Schwamigan's got a big middle, defensive lineman right there. Number 75, Ian Schlayer, I should say. And motion give. There's a fake draw, and Scheitower's going to get the corner.
Gets the first down. He's around. Oh, gets tackled down at about the 10-yard line. A beautiful run there from Talon Scheitower. He got that left corner, that corner on the left side. He was able to get there and extend it. And
they're marking it at the 15, Jeff.
Okay, down to the 15-yard line. 9:26 to go here in this first quarter. And the Redmen knocking at the door again, Scott.
That's about a 25-yard carry, Jeff. Excuse me, 20.
Talon looking like
25-yard carry.
Looking like his dad out there, Ryan Scheitower. Remember when we used to play, Scotty?
Yeah, he was kind of
mow you right over.
He would, yep. He would. And he had that attitude,
Craig
too.
Scheitower is a little more one that could get the corners and stuff like that. But a talented family it is. They're going to hand it off to Phillips. He's going to make maybe a yard on the play. 9:17 to go, 6-0 Redmond here.
Down to the 10, they'll have an opportunity to get a first down, Jeff, around the 1 yard line. 9:11 here and ticking, 6-0 Rib Lake Redmond up at home in their home opener.
The Redmond in there, maroon and yellow, and the Schwamigan Butternut Mercer Screaming Eagles, their green pants, white jerseys, got some gold in there too, I think, don't they?
Single back set. Double tight end formation. Snap, give back to Phillips. Phillips gets caught at about an 8-yard line.
He's wrapped
there.
Up maybe a half a yard on that play. I don't know. It might be a no gain even.
Looks like he
give
gave
him a yard.
Yard.
Going to give him a yard on that play.
Third down.
8:30 to go here. Third down. Rib Lake looking to open this game up a little bit. It'd be a huge time here for Schwamigan to get a stop, Scotty.
3rd and 7. It's 4-down territory for sure here, mm-hmm. Jeff. And single back set here. Phillips in the back. Talon. Fake give there. And he's got it. He's got the corner, but.
Oh, a nice tackle
nice
on the
tackle
corner
right
again.
There.
Who was that there? Is that number 23?
I think
23?
It was Jeffrey Borgard, I believe, got it. Number 33.
There you go.
The 33. Senior.
Yeah. Jeffrey Borgard. Really nice tackle. Not an easy tackle in the open field.
You wrapped him up, and that's where somebody like Talon Scheitower could bounce out there
yep.
and beat you.
Yep. And
4th and 5, I believe we have here.
Talon maybe picked up 2 yards on that play.
Looks like they got him marked just outside the 10. They've got to get to just outside the 5 for the first down.
No backs in the backfield here, Scott.
Here's a motion left. Here comes Talon. He takes it again. He's got caught up. Very nice. Shoestring tackle there by Greg Morgan.
Greg Morgan. Touchdown saving tackle right there. We're going to have a turnover on downs, and Schwamigan desperately needed that to keep this into a ball game here.
And they're deep in their own territory. Schwamigan had some tough games last year, but it looks like they've got a big roster this year, Jeff.
Yeah.
And there might be close to 30 players on that roster.
And a young team as well. I'm seeing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 seniors on this team, so a lot up and coming.
High back set, and he gives back to the deep
Hudson
back
Hilgard,
there.
I believe. Yeah, Hilgard on the carry.
He picks up
maybe
about three.
There's 7:12 to go here in this first quarter. 6-0 Redmond leading the Screaming Eagles right now. You're just talking about Craig Scheitower. I see him down there.
Second down and 8 from their deep in their own territory from their own 12. Schwamigan, after the turnover on down, they're down 6 out of the shotgun. Here comes a straight run right there. Tries to get the corner and can't.
Dalton Schmidt on the carry there.
Picks up about 3.
Yeah, gets about 3 yards on that play. Makes it a manageable third down. We'll call it here. Schwamigan playing it safe here. They really need to make it short down. They don't want to be in a third and long or anything like this in this position right here.
Third and 5. Dalton Schmidt just carried it. And they're going to send out a single back right. And they have an eye back set out of the shotgun again as Schmidt. Here comes a snap.
It's a counterplay.
The opposite back and didn't get anything there, Jeff.
No, that was that counterplay. We see so much in Phillips. And they set that one up. Redmond was right there waiting for it. 3 Redmond making the tackle.
And he didn't get a real good step off there, Jeff. He was just met as the ball was handed to him. It's 4th and 4. They gave him about a half yard on that. 4th and 4 from the 16. It looks like they're going to send in their punting team. Schmidt, deep back. They got a single back either side here. And snap back to Schmidt. And big kick right there.
That one's going to go out of bounds. No plan. It looks like it goes out around the 40-yard line.
Yeah, it depends on where they mark it, Jeff. I don't know where the angle went. But no return. Probably a good idea right there. Because if you kick it deep there, and they're going to put it
all the way up at the 36-yard line. Tough mark there. Tough spot there for the Screaming Eagles.
So about a 21-yard net punt right there. No return. Kicked out of bounds. So good field position here for the Redmen.
Ball is up at the 35-yard line for the Redmen. First down, first and 10.
Redmen in their set offense. Scheitower drops back. He's going to keep it himself. Go around the right side. He's got one guy to beat here. Gets a nice block. Jukes another. Going down the sideline. Talon Scheitower. Touchdown.
36 yards on the carry. 35 yards. But there's a flag on a play, Jeff.
And we might see a hold over here.
And the flag is at the 25. It might be at the from the spot of the foul. And it looks like Riblake is marching backwards.
Ouch, a nice athletic play there by Talon Scheitower.
He broke a couple of tackles there and made a couple of nice moves, but he had a little help, it looks like. Excuse me, personal foul.
Ooh, personal foul. Didn't see that coming.
Looked like a chop block. That's what the signal was, I think, Jeff, from the 40.
So all the way back to the 40-yard line. 5:14 to go here in this first quarter. 6-0. Redmond leading. And that play is going to be brought back out. See if the Redmen are able to do it again.
Near side hash mark.
The big play has been a big part of this game already, Scott.
Double flanker back set right here. Scheitower misses one and lobs it over, and that's to number 42, Lucas Cook.
There you go. Lucas Cook gets all the way down to, looks like, almost close to first down territory.
And
are they
going to
give him the first down?
Roll the chain, I think. Lucas Cook, the freshman, gets the reception. Jimmy, his dad's out. He's an assistant coach, too. Old Jimmy.
We went to high school with Jimmy.
Yep.
So Jimmy's got two boys out here playing, huh?
Yep. Used to call them Cookie Crisps, Jeff. Here's a motion.
Dysart drops back. He's going to keep it himself. Same play again. And a nice run there by Schottauer. Looks like he picks up about 8 yards on that play. Maybe more, maybe nine.
Near the first down marker there, Jeff, and they're going to give him 9 yards on that carry.
4:38 to go here in this first quarter. Clock is ticking. It's 6-0 Redmond leading the Screaming Eagles.
They like that design quarterback draw, Jeff. Second down and 10. Schottauer just takes like a half step back and then moves forward.
Yeah, just after he reads his blocks and
from under center again. Here's a motion and another draw, and Schottauer makes a couple misses, and he's going to get in the end zone. It looks like
He did. He did get into the end zone.
They're going to say,
"Oh, one guy
marking him
up.
Short," and he's down at the one.
So calm down. One official called it a touchdown, and the other said no, his knee was down. Alan Schottauer. Some nice runs here in this opening quarter. 4 minutes to go here. Clock a ticking. 6-0. Redmond leading the Screaming Eagles.
6-0, and they are first in goal.
Schottauer comes in with the play call here.
Double flanker back. He's just going to draw it, and there it goes.
Quarterback keeper keeps it himself, follows his line, and into the end zone it goes. Touchdown, Redmond. 12-0 now with 3:36 to go here in this first quarter. And the Redmond, they're going to go for that two-point conversion again, up 12-0. And Schottauer been the difference maker here so far, using his individual athleticism here.
Yep. And not a lot of kicking in that eight-man football typically, especially in the smaller leagues, in terms of kicking extra points and such. So they got an offset eye back, and he hands it over, fakes to Phillips, and then
beautifully set up. We could see that here. It was a fake to Phillips to the right and found number
Blake Anderson.
Yeah,
Blake Henderson, excuse me, the freshman.
Yeah, the freshman out in the flat for the touchdown. And Blake Henderson, nice tall young athlete. The Merriwood Conference and the Northwoods East is going to be seeing a lot of him coming up in the future.
Yeah, Mr. Henderson, he must go 6'8", 6'9", or so.
Yeah, he's a big boy. Jed's over there at about 6'5", and Blake's just a-growing.
3:36, and timeout on the field, 14-0. Shawamigan hasn't been on their into Rib Lake territory, so they got to start with something. Last year they did have a tough year. A couple years ago they were pretty tough, though,
yeah.
Jeff. And they have some athletes on that team. Lining this ball up is going to be Blake Henderson. You got the two-point conversion. He's going to kick off now, the freshman. Couple steps over to the left. Hand up. Drops the hand, runs up. Squib kick here, and picked up there by Phelps.
And stop. No, that was Schmidt, I believe, but he stopped at about the 35-yard line.
That was 1-5, I think, 15. All right.
We're so used to the squib kick coming out of Phillips here. We've seen more long kicks than we've seen all season in the last couple of years.
36-yard line, and Shawamigan has the ball back. Coming on out, they got pairs left, single receiver right. And now on the backfield is Hudson Hilgard. Hilgard back to pass. He fakes, and he steps
plenty
up in the
time
pocket.
Back there, creating time, and found a receiver deep, wasn't able to hit him.
That was really close to the line of scrimmage, Jeff.
It was. Looked like that Don Majkowski play against the Bears where he crossed the line. And
he might have crossed the line.
After further review.
I would have been able to see it, but 3:20 to go here.
Contrast of two different styles of play here. You know, the Schwamigan, they like to be spread wide open, a little bit of space, and Rib Lake keeps everything tight.
Hilgard fake gives, and now other back over to Corbin Phillips, and he gets picked up in the background.
A little bit of trickery on that play. Phillips wrapped up, though. And that's going to be a loss on the play. 3:07 to go here, first quarter. 14-0, Rib Lake.
3-yard loss.
3-yard loss.
Generous.
That's going to be third and about 14 right now.
And I tell you, Schmalligan's got to get something going positively here, otherwise they're going to be punting. So third and 14, 2:48 here to go. They got pairs right. Actually, flanker right, wide receiver right, and then pair of wide receivers.
Gilgers drops back here, looking for something. He gets a pass off that one a little bit high to Phelps.
Gilgers got a good arm, kind of a short armor there, Jeff.
Yep. Tough passes, good defense by Rib Lake. Contained nicely, kept everything in there, and they covered the receivers nicely.
That was a really nice pass for a 15-yard out. That was a bullet, Jeff, by Hilgard. So, fourth and 14, and we're going to see if they're going to bring on the punting unit or what.
And it looks like they are.
Ollie Sobiak,
yeah.
The freshman.
He's not the one that punted in that last one. I think that was Hilgard that punted the last time.
Ollie, he's a longtime hockey player, and just in was...
Almost got it blocked.
Jeffrey Borgart is going to be there, and surprisingly, Talon Scheitower didn't pick that up and run it. So, decent result in that punt. They get it down into the 38-yard line.
It was so close to being blocked, and might have even got a fingertip on that one, and ended up getting a nice roll. So, Rib Lake, with 2:21 to go here, is going to take over the ball, up 14-0.
Kind of nice to see some of the kids you've coached in different things. You know, Ollie, he's always been a goalie for our teams up there.
Sure.
Team Seal, and now he's a freshman. Seems like he's still 10 years old, 8 years old. You know,
a lot of these kids played against my kid and, you know, growing up, so, you know, really knowing these names by now.
Handoff give up the middle, and that
right
is...
Right in front of us, Phillips, for about 4 yards.
That's Phillips. That might be Logan Schmidt-France.
There you go.
He got a 4-yard carry there, second down and 6, and good positive yardage here for the Redmen.
Yeah, 2 minutes to go here.
From the 43.
Tower comes back onto the field with the play call. And nobody in the backfield here. Scheitower right under center.
Motion, fake gift, flag on the play.
Scheitower gets up the middle, breaks through a couple guys, one guy left. And it's going to come back, but making a nice tackle there was number 33, Jeffrey Borgard, saving a big play from Scheitower.
It was either an illegal, I think there was an illegal formation or an illegal shifter, Jeff. Let's see what they got.
So it's going to be Rib Lake's going to move back here. Looks like they're going to be about the original line of scrimmage. It's going to be second and 10 from their own 37-yard line, Scott.
1:34, and I don't know if the clock stops on that or not, but here we go. Under center here. They have backs either side, back to pass, and steps up. Nice pass down the near side here, and that's to Phillips, and he picks up close to the first down.
He did get the first down. They're going to give him the first down, I think. Scott, a nice stiff arm at the end just to get that extra yard to get the first down. And Rib Lake's been rolling with that play on that pass play. Scheitower just taking his time, let the defense come up on him, and just dropping it over the top for the easy pass play.
From their own 48, here come the Redmen. 1:12 kicking here in the first quarter. And they're going to be in the bunch formation. They got pair sides here. He's a motion. And
Scheitower keeps it himself up the middle. Yeah, he fought up there hard. Another nice run there. It's going to bring up, a second down and about 3 for the Redmen as they cross midfield. They're already down to the Schwamigan, about 44-yard line. 43 seconds to go in this first quarter.
7-yard pickup on the play. This will be one of the last plays in the first here. Up 14-0, Rib Lake, and they are kind of standing out there waiting.
They're going to just let this play run out here.
And Talon Scheitower took his time getting back out of the
20 seconds
the
to go here, first quarter.
Rib Lake back set. Here's a motion, and there's a off, or we're going to have a false start on the left tackle or tight end there.
Yeah, the left side over there moved. Back was in motion right there, and I don't know if that got him to jump, but left side moved, and they're going to move back. It's going to be about a second down and seven now.
14 seconds, and the clock is stopped here.
Riblake back now at the 49-yard line.
And they're just inside the Schwamigan Screaming Eagle territory. Near side hash mark. Talon Scheitower runs it in.
That will end the first quarter.
And there we go. That's the end of the first quarter. At the end of the first quarter, it's 14 to nothing. Riblake Redmond leading the Schwamigan Mercer Butternut Screaming Eagles here in Riblake on this beautiful day. We're going to send it back to 103.1 Trail Mix, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
We're back here. Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman in Riblake, Wisconsin. The second quarter just underway. There's 11:49 to go here, and Riblake had a run to start out this second quarter, and there was an injury on it as Phillips looks like maybe hurt his ankle or something like that. He's off of the ground right now. Back.
Yeah, I don't know if that's Phillips. Phillips is standing next to him, unless that's his brother.
Sure. Is that Tucker Phillips, Scott?
Okay. That's 33, it looks like. So that is Gavin. So Gavin, his brother, they're both identical twins, Jeff. He's probably feeling the same thing that his brother's feeling.
Yeah, absolutely, right there. The play was stopped. Play was stopped here after that play.
And he's kind of grabbing his lower ankle or shin. He might have either gotten a little cramp there or something there, Jeff.
Looks like he's dragging his shoulder right now.
Okay, yeah, I guess so.
So maybe he hit his shoulder. Not sure right now, but the Schwamigan players immediately after that play knew something was wrong and called to the sidelines. And Phillips going to make his way off of the field and definitely walking not in a comfortable position. Looks like he's dragging that shoulder or something. So we'll find out what's up with Gavin here, but this game underway here, 11:49 to go here, and it's Riblake with the ball, third down and three.
Moving from right to left now, Jeff. And under center is Talon Scheitower. Scheitower, bunch package here, motion give. Up the middle, and he's got one to break, and tackled after he got all the way through that line, Jeff, and about a 20-yard gain.
A touchdown and possibly a game-saving tackle there by Corbin Phelps. And a beautiful tackle right there. But Phillips broke through that line, and there was nobody left there. And it was a horse race to the end. Phelps was able to catch him. But it's going to be a first and goal here. No, first and 10 here.
From about the 20.
Yeah, from about the 20-yard line. 11:26 to go here in the second quarter. Riblake back up to the line of scrimmage.
From underneath center right here comes Scheitower fake, and he goes up the middle again. Skipar makes one miss and just pushed him over and bowled into the end zone, Jeff. Did you see that?
Touchdown Scheitower on that play right there. A beautiful run from him. Don't know if we're able to see it on Jeff and Scott.
He kind of almost did one of those Reggie White moves on that one offensive lineman. Remember that?
The throw, yeah.
Yeah. He almost shot-putted the guy. 20-0, 11:09 here to go.
Nice run there from Scheitower. It's 20-0 Riblake over the Screaming Eagles. And they're going to go for the two-point conversion here again. We're stuck in the corner here, Scotty. A little tough for me to see here.
All right. From under center, Talon Scheitower, single back set right here. Scheitower fakes, rolls out right, and got by the first one, and he's close, and they call him in. Two-point conversion for Talon Scheitower.
There we go. They're going to give it to him, and that makes it 22-0. Rib Lake with 11:09 to go in this second quarter, and the Redmen on the winning side of things, having a little more fun than that Gilman game that was definitely tough, but, you know, what a way to start out for Rib Lake. You know, having that game against Gilman, let's take the top competition right off the bat. And from what I heard, I didn't see the game. From what I heard, they played pretty well against them, Scotty.
And Schwamigan on the other side, they kind of put a tough loss for Winter.
Yeah.
So right now, Schwamigan down 22-0 here, 11:09 to go in the first half. And I think Prentice is playing right now against Hurley, Jeff. Did you get any updates about that?
I did. I'm going to text Jason Robb right now. We'll see what's happening. He's probably listening in right now from the stands.
All right. Back to kick. Blake Henderson puts the hand up. Hand down. Low kick. And picked up high there.
Corbin Phelps picks it up from about the 25. He's going to take it back up to the 40-ish yard line. We'll see where they mark him out.
Piled up near the Screaming Eagle sideline and mark him at the 37-yard line.
11:03 to go here, second quarter. It's 22-0, Rib Lake.
Almost a 38 right here. So Schwamigan's got good field position here. Coming up out of the shotgun here is Hudson Hilgart. He's a senior. Out of the shotgun, he's got pairs left. Back to pass here. And he's got pressure from Phillips. And he throws it out of bounds.
Got rid of it, and Rip Lake was trying for the interception. Talon Scheitower made a nice catch but was out of bounds with it when he caught it. Hilgart had a nice play there, though, keeping it as long as he could and getting rid of it where there were some receivers in the area.
Yep, he had Tucker breathing down his neck. Second down and 10 from their own 37 and a half here. A lot of familiar names from Schwamigan, of course, coming out there, and along with Rib Lake. Lining up near side, for example, is number 44, Luis Martel. Out of the snap, fake give, and then gave it up over to McPeak, and he got nice tackle there from Scheitower after a one-yard gain.
Scheitower came in there hard, caught him low, and put him to the ground really quick. Nice defense from the Rib Lake Redmen.
Third down and 9, and Schwamigan just having a tough time getting going here in offense. Call it third and 8. 10-30.
Schwamigan doing a nice job mixing things up here with the run and the pass, keeping Rib Lake off balance. Just need to connect on something here. Schwamigan steps up to the line of scrimmage.
And deep back there is
Norson Rodriguez.
He's a diminutive little guy, and he fake give there. Now they give it over to Phelps, and Phelps is bottled up and
probably lost a yard on the play and going to bring up a fourth down. We'll see what Schwamigan does here. Likely to punt, as nothing's really been going.
Schwamigan has kind of a lot of fakes and slow-developing plays here,
sure.
Jeff, and Rib Lake is doing a good job of pursuit. Near side hash mark here, 10:04, and back to punt is Ollie Sobiak, the freshman.
Norson coming over right side.
High snap.
And
Ollie, punt. Kind of a short kick here, gets it out. Nice roll, though, and got it down to the 35.
So he's been getting the roll on these punts. Isn't kicking it very far, but hey, he knows what he's doing. It's the same as a 50-yard, 40-yard punt there, isn't it, Scott?
Yep, I think it was a net. Around 30-yard punt, maybe.
Yeah, so it's going to be first and 10 here for the Rib Lake Redmen. And they're moving from right to left here with 9:54 to go here in the second quarter. It's 22-0, Rib Lake leading. And Rib Lake stepping up to the line of scrimmage.
Under center here is Talon Scheitower. Back to pass, and he's got pressure. He's looking for his man. He's got
Phillips dropped it,
or it might have been tipped right there by Dylan Ice, because Ice kind of came up, and he thought that he might have got a hand on that.
Dylan Ice, the Mercer sensation, coming in, making the play. Just
might have ticked that a touch.
Might have just a little. Anyways, Swamigan lucks out on that one. 9:50 to go here, second quarter. Rib Lake steps back up to the line of scrimmage.
Tight bunch here, and we got a motion. Scheitower got picked up right at the line and might have gotten a yard.
Yeah, just his body falling forward is about all he got on that play.
Third and 9 here. That quick quarterback draw. They keep going back to it, and it's been pretty successful for it. So we'll see if Shawamigan makes any adjustments, and maybe Rib Lake does after that.
Yeah, 9:30 to go here, 22-0, Rib Lake. Scheitower steps back up to the line of scrimmage.
And here comes Scheitower back to pass. And he's got Phillips that bobbled it but caught it.
He's going to be gone here, Scotty.
Go.
One guy to beat at the 10-5, touchdown, Phillips. Another touchdown. It's the fourth touchdown of the game here right now, and a beautiful play again where it's set up slowly and lets the defense come in towards him, drops it over the top, and a nice touchdown there for Tucker Phillips.
64-yard touchdown right there, Jeff. And Phillips hit his hands and it bounced up, and he ended up getting it back. I mean, it was like the tip drill almost.
Sure.
Right, Jeff. 28-0 here, 9:08 to play.
And it's all Rib Lake going for the two-point conversion, trying to make it 30-0.
Under center again. Scheitower. Fake give, and he's going to pass it over to the corner, and
no
it's tipped away.
Dylan East on the defense. And 9:08 to go here, and that's the score, 28-0. Two-point conversion was no good. And, Scotty, it's been all Rib Lake here so far to start this one out. The Rib Lake crowd, happy how things are going in their home opener of eight-man football. So,
Swamigan, a little young team here, and they're trying out some stuff. They've got to make some adjustments here in the second half, and we'll see how they do.
Absolutely. And, you know, Rib Lake's just been so good on defense, really. Everywhere that Swamigan puts the ball, everywhere the ball is, Rib Lake's all over them, team tackles, gang tackling. And offensively, the big play has been the deal here today.
Also back, your drive summary, 3 plays, 65.
All right, and Rib Lake set to kick off here. And they're going to be kicking from right to left. 9:08 to go here, second quarter.
Lake Henderson steps up, low kick, and that got a high hop. Corbin Phelps coming near side, tries to get the corner, and really nice. He avoided the tackle and got him down with Talon Scheitower, and Corbin Phelps is slow to get up.
Going to stay down on the ground. Corbin rolling, holding his leg. You don't like to see him holding his knee here. But he is down on the field. Looks like he's in some pain here as he gets up really slow. And we're going to stay right here, Scotty, and talk about this one a little bit. But you never like to see that with anybody. 9:03 to go here. It's 28-0. And Corbin Phelps, it's like he's stretching out that knee, and you hope he just, you know.
Has a cramp or something.
Yeah, or, you know, when you bang your knee, you're really hoping it's something like that. And he's getting checked out by the team doctors here right now. And 9:03 to go here. Let's see if we can go back to 103.1 trail mix. For a two-minute timeout. We got time for that, guys? And Phelps is hobbling off right now. He wants to get up off the field and get this game going.
Yeah.
Looks like his left knee.
But he looks like it might be a cramp now, Jeff, because he did make his way all the way across himself. That was a lot more positive than what it looked like.
Yeah.
So,
and he made his way over to the bench.
And
he's going to be out of the game. Big loss there for Schwamigan Screaming Eagles, their second leading rusher. And they're going to need everything that they can get.
You might just have
get through this game.
Could have got hit in that thigh too, you know, that Charlie horse like you get. That's why they got the thigh pads there, but they don't cover everything.
All right, Norson Rodriguez into the game now, the tailback position.
Ice, he's back to pass. Ice got time. He steps up in the pocket. Ice.
Hilgard throws that one up high and catching it deep. A nice one. Dylan Ice made the catch on that one.
There we go, yep.
Yeah, Dilly.
Hudson Hilgard.
There we go. Dilly out of Mercer. With a nice catch. Oh, terrible camera work on Jeff and Scott over there. Been a failure if you're listening at home. 8:51 to go. And Schwamigan gets the big play that they've been needing here. They're all the way down.
To their own 24.
Yeah, about their own 24-yard line.
The Rib Lake 24.
And Schwamigan at the door. Knocking at the door here. And they step back in. Hilgart. Behind center from the shotgun.
Talking to Borgard there. He's in the slot. Hudson gets it.
And it's going to be a counter play going right side. And that's McPeak. And that went nowhere. Maybe a loss on the play.
They're marking it for about 1 yard loss.
So the counter play hasn't gone anywhere. We've seen it a few times here today. And Rib Lake just not buying it.
A lot of times what you need to do is have the straight play go and then throw in the counter. They just haven't, I don't know, they haven't done,
haven't set up the counter yet.
Not really. Not really. So it's second and 11 here, 7:59 here to play.
Schwamigan steps back up to the line of scrimmage.
Out of the gun here is Hilgard. They got a slot receiver right, wide receiver left.
Going to go left side.
Gets right to left side, and there's going to be a flag on the play, and watch out here. Jeffrey Borgard got the carry. It looks like he lost it. It's probably going to be holding here, Jeff.
Yeah, I did see the hold at all on that play, but thrown like it would be a holding penalty. We'll find out in just a moment.
It looks
here.
Like they're marching it back, and coach is saying, yep, we want it. There we go.
Yep, so holding against Schwamigan, and that's going to send him back 10 yards. It's going to be second and 21. With 7:40 to go here, second quarter.
We have second down and 25 yards here. 21, excuse me. Schwamigan in their white with green trim with the gold helmets, Jeff. Kind of look like
Colorado.
Notre Dame, maybe?
Sure, Notre Dame.
Back to pass. Here they go, and he's got a way deep drop. He's going to throw it out of bounds.
That one out about nobody in the area, and I don't know if they call. That should be a penalty of
he got it past the line of scrimmage.
He did, but there's no receivers in the area at all.
He rolled out. He was out of the pocket, though.
Sure, sure he was.
Second down and 20, maybe third and 21 here.
And nothing going on that play right there. Going to bring up a third down. Third and long. Third down in about 20, 21.
Third and 21, 7:15 here to play in the second half. 28-0, Rib Lake, but Schwamigan got a positive play on this drive with that 41-yard pass play, Jeff.
Yeah, big pass play, got him down the field. At least changed the side. And Hilgard from the shotgun. That one thrown. Oh, it just over Norson's head. Would have been a nice play right there. Norson was open.
Norson kind of a... diminutive guy, I
sure.
guess 5'5" or something.
Sure.
Overshot
built,
him.
Built like a fullback.
Oh, yeah.
Built like a fullback. Yeah. And maybe not known for his jumping, more going through a guy. Norson couldn't get high enough. That was a little bit over his head, a couple feet.
Some of those guys
head.
with a fullback, you know, the shoulder pads where they can't even get their hands over the top.
Yeah.
Of their head. 4:21 or 4th and 21, 7:09 here to go. Out of the gun here at Hudson. Hilgard back to pass. He rolls out right. Now he's looking, and he avoided Phillips. Now he rolls back left, throws it into the end zone. He's got a man, and looks like he almost got tugged on there, Jeff, a little bit.
He almost could have called a pass interference on that
one.
He bumped him before it was there. But Hilgard making some time, playing
That was a really nice rollout.
It was. Yeah. Keeping the play alive, he got hit, almost sacked a couple times, and held on to that for about 10
seconds.
Rolled
out right, rolled out left, and Borgaard in the end zone is going to be a turnover on downs there.
It's going to be Rib Lake ball here. Under 7 minutes to go here now in this first half. 28-0, Rib Lake rolling here in this ball game. Chitower comes onto the field for Rib Lake. The junior quarterback has been leading this team all game here so far. And
under center here, Talon Chitower motion. Fake give, and he's going to go up, and he gets out maybe 5-6 yards here.
A nice play right there. First and 10, and he was able to get up the middle. He was patient with it, looking like Le'Veon Bell, and then just following his blockers through there, making Schwamigan make a play. If you can pick up five on every play, you're doing pretty well.
Yep, and it's second and 4 here, just outside the 41. We're going to get a timeout.
Yeah, it looks like Sean Morgan stepping off the field, hobbling off a little bit with a leg injury possibly. And next guy up, that's what they say here, 6:32 to go here.
I do see Corbin Phelps back on the field, so it looks like he just had a cramp.
That's good news.
That is good news for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles.
Yeah, definitely needing him, a leader out on this team, an experienced player.
Under center here, Talon Chitower. Motion, gives to the back in motion. Now up the middle is
Phillips, likely. Nope, looked like number 21.
That's number 21 that time. That's Schmidt-Franz.
Schmidt-Franz has gotten a couple of runs here today. And moves the chains on that first down run. 6:15 to go, 28-0, Rib Lake.
Knocking on Schwamigan's territorial door here, Jeff, at the 49.5-yard line.
And we're going to get a timeout here from Schwamigan with 6 minutes to go here. And we're going to stay right here, Scotty.
Beautiful day for football, Jeff.
It is. It really is nice. And it's nice doing this in the middle of the day. Usually we're, you know, under the lights, 7 o'clock at night, Friday night, and nothing better here. A Saturday midday. I see you've got the whole family here, Scott, and the kids running around, I see. And, yeah, a nice day to be out here. Still time if you're in Rib Lake here.
Yeah, right? Come on down and watch the
game. Come on out, watch the game. There's a few seats on the bleachers left, not a whole lot.
And I know there was a lot of people that probably didn't want to go to that 8-man football, but really, for the small schools,
they got to be enjoying it right now.
I would think, you know, it gets it back to where it used to be, where, you know, you got Park Falls or Schwamigan, I should say,
all these small towns,
Athens, in having their own games.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's an open game. You're going to see the big plays in this, you know, with only 8 guys onto the field. You see those big plays. We've already seen maybe 5-6 of them here today so far. And we're going to be back to the game here.
And under center here is Talon Chitower, back to pass. Steps up in the pocket, moves to the left. He's got pressure. He makes it.
Got it.
We've got a flag on the play, and we're going to call...
They called it dead. I'm not sure why they called it dead, but there's a face mask. I'm pretty sure that that's what they're calling on this.
I don't know if Chitower was out of bounds.
They call him in the grasp or something, maybe. So I was a little confused. Chitower looked like he could have ran for the touchdown on that play right there. And I think the penalty is going to be against Schwamigan. And when he grabbed him by the face mask, they must have blew the play dead. I'm not really sure what happened. So Chitower's going to want that one back, but he's not going to.
Up 28-0 here, Rib Lake. A little confusion, not sure what the call is. And we're looking for picking up the flags. And
no idea what happened right there. That's the first time I've ever seen something like that happen. I mean,
was it offsetting penalties maybe? I'm not even sure.
They didn't even call. It looked like they just picked up the flags there. So awkward moment here for the officials, we'll call it.
Inadvertent whistle.
No, they've seen it. They looked right at the face mask and threw the flag at it.
Inadvertent whistle. Okay, there we go. First and 10 again. All right. Under center here, Talon. Oh. And he's got pressure, but he makes it up about 5 yards.
Yeah, falls ahead for about 4 or 5 yards. Nice play by Chitower. The patience on that play again has been a story.
And he's always moving forward, Jeff.
Yeah, exactly. They're little short drops. Everything's north and south. He's not messing around with the running east and west here. It's straightforward, see what we get. Fall
and
forward.
Makes one cut and then kind of gets wherever he's going.
Every time he gets tackled, he's going ahead, falling forward.
45-yard line of the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. Second down and 5 here to go.
I feel like they've really had the time of possession on their hands.
Oh, yeah.
Red Lake has.
Motion here, back, and another draw. Scheitower makes a slip, and he gets the first down on a little bit more, about 9 yards on the carry.
Scheitower, the nice play. He's got to be over 100 yards here rushing so far. And Scheitower down at about the 36-yard line of Schwamigan. 5:08 to go here in the first half. It's 28-0. Rib Lake rolling here today. Trying to find a score update for you for Prentice and Hurley. Hurley has traveled to Prentice here today.
That's what I had heard. I thought it was actually up in Hurley, and then I was up there yesterday with the kids, and I asked some people, and they said it was out in Prentice, but not completely sure. Here then or not? Is Prentice playing Hurley, or are they in Prentice? Okay, gotcha. We're looking for an update right there. Under center here, motion gives to Schmidt Franz, and Schmidt Franz makes the first down.
All the way up, yeah, 10-yard run there from Schmidt Franz. He might be just shy of the first down, Scott.
No, I think
they're going to give it to him. Okay, yep, they're going to give it to him. So another first down there for Rib Lake.
So from the 25.5-yard line, here come the Rib Lake Redmen. All right, Schmidt Franz. He's got 46 in the books already in the first half as well. So,
99 yards for Scheitower right now. Said he was about 100 yards. He's got 99. See if Scheitower gets it on this play.
Motion, Scheitower, and he's
there's his 100 yards. And yeah, Scheitower runs for about 8 yards on that play. A nice run. He was tackled hard there. Tackled really hard there by Dalton Schmidt.
They've worn that play out, Jeff, that kind of one-step drop.
Yeah, draw. Yeah, it almost looked like they're waiting to set something up here with that play because they've run it about 4 times in a row.
Second down and about 2. 3:38 and ticking, 28-0. Rib Lake. Schwamigan. They are a bit gassed, too, Jeff. Rib Lake. Both teams pretty much playing their same guys both sides of the ball here, too. Talon Scheitower back, gives to Phillips. Phillips tied up, and he probably is close to
the first down. I think he's going to get the first down. Only needed about a yard there, a couple yards. Was able to get it. Phillips, a big, strong running back. He had 147 yards rushing against Gilman in that last game, and you can see the power he's got there. Big, strong kid.
Gilman, very tough on defense, Jim. Mm-hmm. Ranked second in the
Yeah, second in the state, and you know, it looked like a tough score for Rib Lake there. They lost that one 38-6.
Under center here, here comes Talon Scheitower. He motions, and Phillips. Phillips gets the handoff, bounces outside, but he got stopped for a 2-yard loss.
Yeah, he did. He was wrapped up right away there by Sean Morgan. Had him by the legs, nowhere to go, and then the rest of the Screaming Eagles defense came and cleaned that one up. 2:34 to go here, first half. Rib Lake trying to get another score here before halftime.
All right, second down and 12. Running in the play is Talon Scheitower, taking his time. Now they're in the red zone, Jeff, the Jeff Haken and Roofing red zone. 2:09 here to go. Here comes Talon Scheitower and give to Schmidt Franz, and he's picked up
immediately. And that was by number 26 there. That was Dalton Schmidt again.
Dalton Schmidt doing a nice job busting through the line.
Dalton Schmidt, we've seen him pitch a lot last year for Schwamigan, right? Been seeing him pitch for a couple years now.
Yeah, athletes are athletes.
Athletes are athletes. You see them all over the field, no matter what. Minute 44 to go here in this first half, and I got a timeout there by one of the teams. I'm not sure who called it there, but
I think it was Rib Lake.
Rib Lake called it.
Two straight 2-yard losses. So good positive deep or good defense there by Shawam again, and they desperately need to stop here.
Yeah, Rib Lake really controlling the ball here all game. They have time of possession. They're not keeping track of anything here, but it seems like this whole first half, you know, it's them long, steady possessions. Right now, trying to run this one out and score at the end of the half, just kind of methodically controlling this game here right now, and kind of what we expected coming into this one right here. You know, I thought that Rib Lake playing against Gilman, that was going to be that, you know, that big test right off the bat, and really give them that next week to practice on some of the things that weren't working well. And now this week's a little bit easier going from Gilman over to Schwamigan, but Schwamigan playing hard out there, you know what I mean? Just tough getting anything going.